Blog Talk Radio.
This is ATL Designer, the host of In the Mood, and you are listening to Unmasked with authoress Terry E. Lyle, right here on Blog Talk Radio. You know, Terry brings you all the hot topics for your listening pleasure. Each and every Friday, 7:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Just go to www.blogtalkradio.com. That's www.blogtalkradio.com. And you can also reach Terry direct. Her number is 347-945-6003. That's 347-945-6003. So log in, listen, enjoy. I'll see you there.
This is a song I've been singing for a long time. It's like an old friend. But you know, I think it's only recently that I discovered what it's really about. You've got to give a little, take a little, and let your poor heart break a little. That's the story of, that's the glory.
To all our global listeners out there,
Oh, that's wonderful. And I played that song for Chris Michael Ward. He loves Bette Midler, and I think that'll put a smile on his face. This is a great song anyway, you know, the glory of love. It makes you kind of reflect. But with that being said, I want to introduce my talented Jeff, who does voiceovers, you know, and there's a lot of questions pertaining to that that I have to ask. But before I ask my question, I want to invite him in. How you doing, Mark Palmer?
I'm doing well tonight. Thank you. How are you?
Okay, well, let me ask you a question. Were you born in Canada by any chance? Because the way you spell your name is a British English, how it should be spelled, P-A-L-M-O-U-R. Instead of us in America, say P-A-L-M-E-R. So are you from England or
Canada?
It
is an old English spelling. It is an old English spelling.
What did you say about the
spelling? It's an old English spelling, yeah.
Yeah, and that's why, because my friend is in Canada, and every word like humor, Palmer, or whatever, they spell it that way, which is kind of classy, I think. But before I get too far into your name, I'm going to let Chris ask this question.
All right.
Okay. All right, Mark. My question is, prior to you doing voiceovers, was there anybody that inspired you to do this line of work?
Inspiration, I would say one inspiration is Robin Williams, to hear all the different voices that he does. That he used to do so many different voices all the time. It's just amazing to hear all the different accents and all the characterizations that he could do in rapid fire succession.
You're right. Yes.
That's awesome. Mark, you got a question?
Yeah, Mark. It's great. No,
I
think
Mark.
You're
when I say Mark, you have a question. That's a co-host, baby. I know both your name is Mark, but when I talk to the guest, I say, "Well, my handsome guest, I'll do something to know who I'm talking to."
Yeah.
Say Mark Anthony, and we'll differentiate us. Yeah, it's great to have you on the show, Mark. You know, just because something looks good or sounds easy doesn't mean that it is. If you're going to do a voiceover demo, don't you have to show a wide range of vocal ability to get someone interested? And how many different kinds of VO work are there out there?
Oh, well, I would say that there are probably thousands of different kinds of VO work. There's all kinds between the commercials or narration or the VO work for all the menus that we love when we dial in to get customer service and you have to punch your way through those menus. All of that is done by voiceover work and pre-recorded and played back by computer. And we all enjoy those so much, don't we?
Oh, yeah, right.
Those are recorded prompts. They take forever to get me where I want to be. I hate it.
Right. Someone has to record all those prompts.
Yes, Lord, you can have it. But you're right. But let me ask you a question, Mark Palmer. Do you know how to imitate somebody since you do voiceovers? Could you perhaps, like, if I picked out a person like some famous person like Barack Obama, could you imitate his voice?
Impersonate.
Well,
yes.
Usually what I've done is to pick out different accents to do. It's hard to do them on the spur of the moment, but when you think of, you know, the Pakistani taxi driver, it wants to know what it's hard to get into the zone for that. They seem to come out, you know, when you're playing around and when you have a script to work from. But I know when I was working in the business world, and I would pick up a lot of accents working for an international company, having conference calls. If you can imagine people on a conference call from Scotland and Marietta, Georgia, and every other sentence would be, I beg your pardon, because the accents are so different. It's challenging for people to understand, and even though they're all supposed to be speaking the same language. And you have people down here in Georgia talking.
And say, welcome to Unmasked Radio Show. Would you say it like you're British?
Welcome to Unmasked Radio Sales. Welcome.
Yeah, say that.
Let's see.
I have a British accent to it.
Welcome to Unmasked Radio Sales.
Okay.
Sometimes it can take several takes to work yourself into right where you want the accent to be. And it's a lot of fun.
Yeah.
Playing around with those imitations.
Sounds good. Do you ever have to take a nip to get motivated?
Yeah, there's you have to get your energy level up, you have to get motivated, you have to, well, study what it is that you're going to be recording and develop, at least in your mind, a character that would be saying the things that you're saying. It's not just a cold reading of the words, but to develop the character who has the motivation to be conveying the information or driving for the sale or whatever it is that that the script is working to accomplish. If it's a script for a product, you need to know about the product and be familiar with it if possible, and to be able to make it yours as you convey the message.
Okay. Well,
Chris,
go ahead with your question, baby.
All right. Well, Mark, I know what it's like to do voiceovers. I went to broadcasting school, and I had to do that to graduate. So how do you keep your voice in good shape? How do you keep your voice, in good shape to do the voiceovers?
One of the things that I found that helps a lot is very simple. It's a cup of hot water. Squeeze a half of a fresh lemon into a cup of hot water. And that simple lemon has a lot of healing, cleansing power that will be a big help to a person's voice. And so that's one of the things I use. And also you can do vocal exercises, preparing and warming up your voice. Almost like you're a singer,
mm-hmm.
and those things help a lot. But the hot lemon water has a lot of cleansing, healing effect to it.
Yeah, that does work. I've tried that. Yeah.
Well, me doesn't work.
Yeah. It helps that my wife is also a singer and a vocal coach.
Oh, okay. Mark Anthony, you guys have a question before we take a little small break.
Yeah, well, my favorite singer of all time is, besides Diana Ross, is Kelly Clarkson. And she does these before she goes on stage. I've seen it many, many times, her doing the vocal exercises before she sings. But in my research, I've heard about having that signature voice, Mark. Tell us, what is your signature? What is that?
My signature voice is just the one you hear.
Anybody's? Is it just your own voice, or it's not tailor-made?
It's just my own voice. This is just my own voice.
Okay.
Yeah.
So you have different nuances that you create your whatever the job entails, right?
Right. I mean, if you're selling. Baling wire to South Texas ranchers, you might have a little bit of a different accent than if you're trying to sell insurance in New York City.
Exactly.
Well,
yeah.
Have you ever talked with Ebonics?
What's that?
Mr. Palmer, have you ever talked with Ebonics?
Only playing around. Only playing around.
Don't be bashful. We have a fight.
You know, I have some from friends that seem to use that occasionally, and it's not that easy for me to drop into Ebonics. Not spending much time in that culture. I recognize it, and it seems it's like a different dialect. You know what I'm saying? I had a neighbor once from when I was living. One time I was living in Dallas, and I had a neighbor from.
Go ahead, say what you mean. Mean what you say.
Yeah, I had a neighbor who was living in Dallas, and this neighbor was from Louisiana, and I had to listen very closely to catch what he was saying. And a lot of things would get run together. See what I'm saying? And it's a different dialect.
But okay, you hold that thought, and we're gonna take a little small break, and we'll be back in 2 and 2.
All right.
Eventually, the truth will come out of the darkness for everyone to see.
Hello? Hey, it's Mike. Hey, how y'all doing? Oh, yeah, everything's good. It's just been really good. Sorry I haven't been there. Yeah. Oh, I haven't forgotten, but I will be there next week. Right now.
There are times in your life when your faith will be challenged.
Hey man, I want to share something with you. I accepted Jesus Christ as our Lord and Savior. He's been really wonderful to me. Don't you agree?
I feel like I'm my own God. But things that's been happening to me, I feel like I've been making those things happen.
Wait a minute. You mean to tell me you don't believe in God?
Well, I haven't seen him.
The truth can come in shocking form.
Nobody up in my house when I'm at work all day.
No! Who is it? Why is he in my house?
Jesus.
Who are you, man?
Is this your mom?
Who are you? Mother, this is my woman and this is my house!
Oh, my
girlfriend. Why is he in this house? What do you mean you didn't know?
When the secret is no longer hidden, you have now been exposed. Written by authoress Terry E. Lyle. Check out her website and on Blog Talk Radio every Friday at 7:30 p.m.
I recall when we first met. A long time ago, how could I forget the way I felt when I first laid eyes on you? I remember saying to my friends, there is my future wife, and then I took the step to meet someone who would change my life. It had to be my destiny, 'cause I was made to love you, my hands to touch you, my arms to hold you, my legs to stand, my time to spend with you forever. I was made to love you, my lips to kiss you, my eyes to see you, my legs to touch.
first date, our first argument, our very first breakup and makeup that got us to this moment. And every girlfriend and every one night stand, every heartbreak and every heartache led me to you. It's true.
Everybody to Unmask with authoress Terry E. Lyle, and I want to thank my listeners all over the world that's tuning in 28 countries and everybody listening from north to south and east to west. And we have our fantastic guest here, Mark Palmer. And this young man, I'll say young man because you hear his voice, you think he's a young man. And he is doing voiceover. But my question to him is, have you ever considered doing voiceover for these children animated movies? Because I see a lot of people are doing that are well-to-do singers and just actors in general, you know, and they play a good part in, you know, doing voiceover for cartoon characters and, you know, animation.
Oh, yes.
Have you thought about that, Mark?
Oh, yes, I have. Animated work is excellent voiceover work, doing vocal characterizations. And I've seen, you know, some documentaries on the actors and actresses that do those characters, and it's really great work. And I'm looking forward to being able to do some of those in the future.
Good, because there's a website called Voice123 that, you know, I joined because a friend suggested I do voiceovers, and they kept sending me to somewhere that I wasn't ready to go to, but it's very lucrative, and they tell your friend how much they're going to pay you. So I'm just saying, don't overlook that because they pay good money. And Chris, he has a question for you right now. I'm going to let him go ahead with his question.
All right.
Yes, yes. My question is, out of all the work that you've done, Mark, what is your favorite? What is the favorite thing? What is your favorite gig so far?
The main thing that I've done is some voiceover for radio. I enjoy doing the radio spots, whether it's a commercial or top of the hour, time and station ID spot.
Yeah.
They're short, and it doesn't take long to do them. And that's most of what I've done so far. I've done a number of those, and I enjoy doing those.
Mm-hmm.
Also, the some brief commercials are fun. Done a Shell commercial and a couple other commercials. And there's just a lot of variety that you can get into with this type of work. And because most people, I think, don't realize how flexible the human voice is and the different characterizations that are possible just with the voice. And so there's a lot of possibilities out there that are really enjoyable. Thanks.
You're right about that. You know why? Because sometimes I get on Snapchat, and I have those different facial changes, and I'll be talking all crazy to match the face that Snap created. And I'll be saying, Lord, 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 after. I'll be talking like an old country woman. But, yeah, you know, I like it. And Mark Anthony Real, I know you got a question for our guest.
Oh, yeah, I always got a question. So with everything becoming CGI, computer-generated, Mark, how close is it that real human voices will be taken over by robots, or will there be plenty of VR work for people in the future, so real human voices?
Well, I think there will be plenty of work for real human voices for a long time to come. As you listen, you can easily spot the difference between a computer-generated voice and a real human voice. The computers just simply do not have the feeling, the empathy, anything of the warmth of the real human qualities that a real person does. So I think there'll be voiceover work for the long time in the future.
There's a lot of job security if you want to get into that, right?
Yeah, there are millions of jobs out there for voiceover.
Yeah.
Well, what made you decide to do that?
I had been requested in my church to do some announcements, and there were people in the congregation who were operating a local Christian radio station that asked me to do some of their announcements for them. And I thought, well, I might as well do some of this for work. And so I'm getting more into it and enjoying it more.
Okay.
Amen.
Wow. Well, Chris, going next, I'll guess, Mark Palmer, your next question, baby.
All right. Well, Mark, as I mentioned, I went to school to do, you know, everything broadcasting, including the voiceovers. Did you go to school for it, or did it come to you late in life?
It came late, but I also took a course from SuchAVoice.com. It helped a lot. Good coaching and guidance, and still using that. It's a good
awesome
service.
Great.
Yeah.
Okay. Mark, go ahead with your questions, baby.
So after you've got your basic education in VO work, how important is networking and building contacts to get that next job, Mark?
Well, it's crucial, networking, but also there's a lot of auditioning to be done, finding out where the jobs are available, and submitting your recording for an audition for those jobs. And it's something that that really should be done almost daily, because the reality is that when people submit their recordings for auditions, you'll be doing well if you get chosen to be the talent for 1 to 2% of the jobs you audition for. So if you audition for 100 jobs, if you get 5% of those, you've done exceedingly well. So there's a lot of work to be done just in getting the jobs, being chosen for the jobs. It's almost like auditioning for theater plays or movies. A lot of people out there competing for the work, and so you need to stay pretty busy to an audition for lots of things. Just like the Bible says, sow your seed every morning, and because you don't know what will prosper, this or that. And so try out for a lot of different things.
So do you do your own demos when you do your own scripts when you do your demos?
The demos, the scripts I got from SuchAVoice.com, and as part of the training that I was doing, and I went into a local recording studio and recorded the demo both for narratives and for commercials. And then the in the post-production mixing, the appropriate music was added to each of the different recordings.
Oh, wow.
Mm-hmm.
That's all right. Well, Chris, go ahead and ask
the
question, baby.
All right, my question is, how does your family like your voiceover work? Are they a fan of yours? I mean,
Yes.
Oh, that's good.
They're a fan. They're fans of mine. It's just that they continually want me to do more of it. And
yeah,
you know how it is. There's other things that sometimes get in the way and fill up your schedule, and you need to be pretty good about making boundaries around your work time.
Mm-hmm.
And allocating that just to your business and your work.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
or other things will come in and crowd that out.
Yeah.
A lot of preparation.
What's that?
A lot of preparation. A lot of waiting around. How do you? What's your process for recording audiobooks? I think I'd be good at audiobooks, Mark.
Well, audiobooks, you get assigned the script, obviously, is the book. And generally, you record those a chapter at a time, or if the chapters are long, you might just do a few pages, and then you go back in and edit the work that you've done. If you mess up a sentence, ordinarily you don't stop. You just drop back, do the sentence over again, and then come back when you're done with the pages that you're working on, and edit those passages to take out the parts that you had to redo. And actually the post-recording editing takes more time than doing the recording initially, and so it's something that's labor intensive, and if you go to the library and check out some of the good audio books, you can hear how much acting is involved in presenting the characters in a story. And a lot of people like to listen to these on the way on the way home from work. They prefer, being able to read a novel, as it were, while they're driving to and from work or on vacation or wherever else. And so it's a good thing to do.
Yeah, I listen to the Bible that way I'm too lazy to read it, so I listen to it. And there's a lot of acting involved there, yes.
Absolutely.
That's where I get my scripture, Mark.
That's good. That's good.
Spoken word. I get up in the church every now and then.
I know, Terry.
Okay, you know, I'm gonna throw that gospel down his throat.
They do have churches out there, don't they?
Yep.
She's right. She schooled me. Yeah.
Yeah, I keep saying, sometimes people think it's enough to just watch stuff on TV. But no, the Bible wants you to fellowship the saints so you get stronger. And it helps you get stronger when somebody else is going through the same stuff you're going through. Sometimes it's hard to do it alone. It's always better when you're going through a storm, you got somebody with you. But we're going to take a little small song break. We'll be back in 2 and 2. Stay with us.
I just wanna be a good man to you, girl. That's all I wanna be. Hey, that's all I wanna be, baby. That's all I wanna be, baby. So I just wanna be a good man to you, that's all I want, baby. That's all I want, baby. That's all I want to be, baby. I just want to pick your phone up every single time you call. It don't matter where I'm at. I want to be chilling with Obama, talking business. See you calling, tell the whole life we gotta take this. Let the world wait. Wanna wear it like a medal. Tell them that I'm a spoken for fellow. The lady say hello like I'm who they wanna be. I do everything with my left, I know you see. Trifling, listen baby, I ain't knowing it perfect. But I promise to make it all worth it. Giving you the things to be the man you deserve it. Making sure you're smiling, way more than you're hurting. Taking my time to hear you when you're talking. Reminding you how bad you are often. Keep them legs shaking, making love and making sure you understand. That it's in my plan. So I just wanna be a good man, to the good, that's all I wanna be, baby. That's all I wanna be, baby. That's all I wanna be. I just wanna be a good man, to the good, that's all I wanna be. That's all I wanna be, baby. That's all I wanna be. No gon' upset you. Never doing things that I ain't got no business doing. When you're around, when you're not around, I respect you. And I would never make a fool out you, baby. No, I never make a fool out you, baby. I'm making sure you can trust me beyond a shadow of a doubt. So when them frauds run up on you with my name in their mouth, you tell them you can be gone with all that. Cause you know what we got is beyond all that. You know we got that real thing. Gonna be the object of some hating. But we gon' be alright, we gon' be alright. Making love after every fight. Girl, from the day I put that ring up on your hand, in front of friends and fam, I had a plan. And my plan is to be a good man, good man. Girl, that's all I wanna be. That's all I wanna be, baby. That's all I wanna be.
You having me on tonight. It's been a pleasure.
Welcome.
And people can reach me at my email address. That is Mark M. Palmer, M-P-A-L-M-O-U-R, @gmail.com.
Okay. Well, let me let you, this is for people to reach you for voiceover work, right? Because I don't want nobody calling you that heard you on here and they trying to do a hookup. This is not a dating site. We don't do that.
Right.
So make sure you're clear. This is to call him on his email, or I mean, text him on his email address so that, you know, if you got some work that's paying, he'll talk to you about it. But these honeys out there or these guys, whatever the case may be, this is not a dating site. Don't try to get a hold of my guest for that crazy stuff, you know. He ain't about that, you know.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah, but, you know how some people
don't
like I had this one guy on the show. He was like crazy. I mean, calling into the show. But anyway, Mark Anthony Rao and Chris Michael Ward, Is there anything else you'd like to say to our guests before we wrap it up?
Thanks for coming on.
Yeah, thanks for coming
on.
And also,
me.
Quick question, Mark. What do you do better, voiceover work, recording when you're sitting or standing?
Oh, it's about the same either way.
Really?
Usually, if I'm recording in my home studio, I'll be sitting. If I'm out in a regular recording studio, I'll be standing or sitting on a stool. It just depends on also what's going on with the character that I'm recording. If I'm not doing a narration or an announcement or a commercial, if I'm doing a character in a story, it's going to depend largely on what that character is doing as to how I'm moving around.
Okay. Makes sense. Well, it's a pleasure, Mark Palmer, to have you here. And like I said before,
you're
always welcome back. And Happy New Year, because we're still in the month of January. And I hope you make some big success and make some big money. And when you make so much money you don't want to fit in your pocket, you can call us, just okay?
All right. Thank you so much. All right. Good night.
Well, good night, everybody. It was a pleasure having you on our show tonight. Good night.
Hi, John Boy.
Good night, Suzanne. It's a wrap, everybody. Come back next week when we do part two of women being sexually molested and harassed in the military. Take care now. Everybody have a great weekend. Bye-bye.
Okay.
Bye-bye. Good night.